Nina Pintulero, Yuba la Marile, Marilero de Milero,
Yuba la Marile,
ella fue que fue el primero,
Yuba la Marile,
Marilero de Milero,
Yuba la Marile,
thank you. I'd like to explain a little bit the dynamic that's going on here with the dancer and the drummer. Basically, it's an interaction where the dancer is asking the drummer to play a certain beat. And it's a playful challenge because the drummer doesn't know what the dancer is going to ask for. So that's what makes this kind of music and dance a little bit different and interesting. The other thing is, this is music of resistance that started in the slave plantations in Puerto Rico. And basically, I think all of us here today know what that means, to be challenging and to be in resistance for whatever reasons, whether it's because we're women of color, because we're queer, or because simply we want something better and we feel like we don't want to be colonized in any way. So I'm glad that we're all here sharing. It's great to see such beautiful people in the audience and to share on such a beautiful day and celebrate our lives. So thank you for being here. And we're going to play a couple more songs, and we have a big show coming up, and we have actually a guest from Puerto Rico with us today, Auxil Febles, who's going to be dancing later. And there's about four or five other women coming from the diaspora, from New York, Chicago, and Puerto Rico to share bomba with us. And we're going to have a show July 19th at Laney College, and we have workshops going on all month. So we're going to give out some flyers afterwards so that maybe you guys can join us and we can all, you know, share in the music and dance together. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoy it.
Porque, porque, ay, repícame la bomba, repica barile.
You can check out myspace/projectcimarrona.com. And before we go any further, I want to make an announcement again in case you didn't know, but Lion Martin is offering free mammograms. And Lion Martin is directly across.
Yes. Thank you for the community support, Lion Martin and General Hospital.
They have three doctors right now, and you don't have to wait. So please go by and visit them, show them some love. And again, thank you for your support.
Take advantage of these services.
Oh, before we go any further, I just want to give a shout out to our merchandise table. This year, the Dyke March added certain items. For example, the new overnight lesbian bag.
Here you go, honey.
You won't want to have a hot date and not have one of these. So please check them out. They're located right across here to the
Para
left
la
of the
playa,
state.
When you have a sleepover, there's the tote bag for whoever stays over.
Be visible.
We got the beautiful hat.
Vuelta, so vuelta, turn,
the
turn,
ball
turn.
Cap for all of you
please.
Here.
Thank you. Can I get a shout out? Come on. That turn.
No, it's her. It's the model over there.
Thank you. also, we want to remind you, we need you to help us out. We have some neighbors that don't really want us here.
They don't like the noise that we make in the park.
So, can you guys keep quiet? Wait, you guys are so quiet.
Let's go!
Yes, please show your visibility. We also want to remind you to please be aware that we're in a public park. So pick up your trash. Make sure that if you need trash bags, we have some at the volunteer table. And, you know, have fun.
We have volunteers helping out. So this is part of building the community. Just help us out as well so that we can keep going every year. And we ready?
I think we are. Let's get this going.
Out of the club. This is San Francisco, Bay Area Lesbian Vocal Quartet that they have been in Northern California audiences since 1997. They have a variety of styles, including swing, barbershop, and jazz. And they have savvy baby boomers with an attitude. Let's see about that. They're known for a blend of polished tight harmonies, performing a unique and whimsical way. They often derange just the lyrics that poke fun at conventions and at the self. And the group has been commitment to contribute what?
They're very committed to supporting community efforts such as, you know, AIDS services, assisting women with cancer, and overall demonstrating validation for pride of all sexual identities.
So please welcome
Out of the Club. Have been here for, or who was here for the first time this year? All right, so obviously everybody else has been here. Have you guys seen some of those posters people have in the march? Can somebody share some of the your best slogan that you like? Sure, stand up and yell it. No? Sure, you. You got your hand raised, honey. Come on now. Well, don't get caught without your poster. We have a poster table there, and you can, you know, send a message, show it the world how we do it. Please, on this one day that we have to take over the streets, let's get organized, let's have a voice. Somebody asked me to acknowledge the Dykes Against the War. So give it up for the Dykes Against the War. Let's end the war. Get out of our... the Middle East, let them be. So I want to really touch on that point.
Yes, that's
welcome.
Right.
Welcome. Where were you?
I'm busy.
Sleeping, talking to the ladies?
No, just checking in over there.
That's what we call it now, busy.
Back to the war. Yes, I am so fed up with this war. You know, let's all get together and just keep on... you know, advocating against it. If we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. That's
this
how I see it.
This is another form of visibility. We got to organize. We got to speak our minds and say, you know what, enough is enough.
That's right.
Why has it been 5 years and we're still there?
And I always say that, you know, being visible, you know, the only bush that I trust is my own. So let's keep it like that. Or your girlfriends or whoever's. But that's the only bush that I probably trust at this moment.
I agree.
Well, we can keep talking about community. You know, I just want to make a point that evolution is amazing, and we keep growing, and now we're at a point that we have three-day weekend to celebrate. Three-week weekend to celebrate, starting from the Tranny March, you know. Let's give it up for last night that we're over here celebrating, too. So.
Yay for the Trans March!
That's right. And this is the beauty of our weekend of festivities, because it's for you to really pick where do you feel the safest, where do you feel at home, and where can you just keep building a community. So whatever your feeling is, that's where you're going to be. We're not here to police anybody. If this is the place that you want to be, then be there. If you want to go through all events on the weekend,
Everyone is welcome. So please, you have 3 events to choose from. You know, just come on down. There's no hating. We want everybody here. We love everybody. So, you know, come on down.
It's all about building the community. I'll go back to that again.
So,
how's everybody doing? The sun is starting to come out. You know, I guess the meditation is working.
I see some people out there that are kind of quiet. What's going on over there? By the trees. Can you hear me by the trees?
If they're paying attention.
By the trees, can you make some noise? Louder. All right, this year the Dyke March spent a lot of money on the sound, so I want to know you guys are hearing me. Can you hear me? Nice. Well, guess what? All this costs money. The stage, the sound,
yes.
You know, the rental of the park fee, the actual security, insurance, believe it or not, it costs.
Right.
And we are happy to be here and provide the space for you. We want to know what you think. We have questionnaires by the volunteer table. We would love for you to fill one out. We would also love you to support us, whether it is by buying a shirt or by donating cash. Or by volunteering, even if it's for 1 hour, half hour, we will take it. Because look at this beautiful sea of women.
Are you aware that
we need help?
This event costs about 25 grand?
Honey, close to 35.
Oh, well.
$35,000, and it's the group of the Dyke March Committee that gets together to fundraise and to think of creative ideas on how to organize, to get support from our local community, our government, our police. And so we need your help, please. Support.
And like I said, we love our community building, but we are not like corporate pride, for example.
No vodka shirt on me, that's for sure.
That's right. You don't see Nike here.
Hell no.
Any vodka advertising.
So, yes, there's several stations over there. I just want to remind you, the poster, the contest. Who wants to be in this truck? We got DJ Rumorosa on it. You'll get all the attention from the ladies. And, you know, all you have to do is share your story.
Yeah, there's got to be some really good stories here.
I know y'all,
yeah. Old school to the newest generations. There's got to be some good stories of disability.
All you have to do is share one paragraph, be the lucky winner, and you're on. And you get to meet all kinds of ladies on the track, too. Right on. So what else, Uma? What have you been up to?
Nothing, just organizing back again. My theme in my life is politics, about anti-military, so I'm going to keep on going for that. Let's keep uniting to end this war. That's all that is to it. If we could all have like a civil action, I mean, that would be very ideal, and start, you know, with the prices of the gas that are outrageous.
Yes.
Stop gentrification.
Yes.
To put an end to domestic violence, even in our own communities. What is up with that? That is something that I cannot really understand, except that we need to stop those cycles of violence in our own community.
And you know what? If you need help, guess what? Gay Lest is here today across the from the stage. They can give you some help. So go see them, please.
And if you want to hit somebody, go hit the system. That's
yes.
The one that is responsible for most of the factors that are affecting our lives. So don't hit your partner. Go do something and hit the system somehow.
Okay, so, well.
Are we ready?
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Are you ready for some Latin jazz?
Louder.
A combination. This person has been on air for like 35 years. Very well known in our community, and to some of the other musicians, is a big mentor for the newer generations.
About inspiration. This,
yes.
This person is known.
And being visible for so long as well.
Exactly.
We
need to build this bridge between the younger generations and the older generations and learn from them. Learn about their experience. Learn about their struggles and how we got here. It is an honor to have the next group on the
And
stage.
She's going to have her 67th years of Youth celebrated at La Peña on August the 3rd at 7 p.m. She's going to have about three bands over there. It's going to be a great celebration.
They were Abacha. Also voted the 2005 Best Jazz Latin Jazz Band in the Bay.
And so she also has in KPFA, if you're interested in listening to some of the music, on Wednesdays, Ritmo de las Americas from 10 to 12, KPFA and KPO. She also has a show.
All right, we're ready.
Abacha and Madupue, which Madupue, by the way, means gratitude. So let's give it up for Abacha and their band Madupue.
Thank you.
Modo pues, my God.
Okay, folks, I want to thank you for your patience. The correct name of our group is Abacha Modupue. Modupue means gratitude in Yoruba. And I'm grateful to be here with all of these wonderful women and with all of you. Thank you so much for having us. We're lucky we got the Jazz Group of the Year for 2005. If you like what you hear, talk to me after the set, and please take us home on CD. To my far left, Dr. D. Spencer, come on, give her a hand. She can't hear, you gotta make more noise. Sandy Poindexter on the violin. Michelle Gerlitz on percussion. My name is Abacha Musica Poeti Loca, and we are Abacha and Modupue. Like a raindrop it falls and it flies like a bird in the heavens. And every time a car hits its brakes and the factory whistle blows, and sometimes on a darkened street when all you can hear is the sound of your own footsteps, when it cries your name in the noiselessness of silence, and the shudder you feel when you've made love for the very first time, it's always been here. It's in the air everywhere. Can't you feel? Can't you hear? Hey, what the hell is wrong? Has anybody heard my song? Has anybody heard my song? Has anybody heard my song? Song. Aye, the sounder is so pretty. Yes. Soy una piedra, vieja como la tierra eterna, canto con el espíritu de las montañas, la luna anciana, nada más que otra de aviares incontables. Yo soy una piedra, madre de acero y diamantes, yo solamente yo, yo doy la luz a la joya preciosa, y mi hijo y morirme lentoso, este chacho es un volcán caloroso, una piedra soy yo. Yo, la realeza de verdad, inteligencia sexual, compasión sensitiva, la primera agitadora de la naturaleza. Yo soy el fundamento real de la existencia, el adobe indispensable en la boca de cada poeta. vivo igual en salones de palacios vistosos y en la mugre escondida debajo de las uñas de la pobreza, búscame. Soy la misma piedra, una piedrecía, bienvenido a la caricia de piel, bailadores alegres, a veces un dolorcito nos atormentaron en la suelta de zapato, un tranquilo montecillo en el parque, y a la vez nadando en la sangre olvidar al fondo del mar. Yo soy un cuento esperando un narrador. Y donde hubo fuego hay cenizas. Por eso, recuérdame, abre la mente y ayúdame. Ayude este desenvolvimiento de poemas y memorias y recuérdame bien. La piedra soy yo, respétame y creceremos. Olvídame como la lluvia en el cielo que vas a caer. Yo soy la piedra soy yo.
Going to mansions as I am in the dirt, hidden beneath the fingernails of
my mind and help them to remember me. Help them take the wrapping off these poems and memories. Remember me well, I am the rock. I am the rock, respect me for what I live for, and we will grow. Forget me, and like the rain in the sky, you're gonna fall. Yo soy una piedra, soy yo.
Took her crown and gave
smoke and everything, everything woman gave us, everything, everything she wasn't allowed to give in the South. Johnny Hooker brought the boogie out the Delta. And Bob Gettins, Ivy Hunter, and Charles Brown gave us smooth. You can go right down the street and get yourself some of Beverly's Snowball. Ivy Joe Hunter, Charles Brown, and get yourself some of the music of the smooth music of Charles Brown. You can go right down the street and get yourself some of Jimmy McCracken, J.J. Malone, or Sophisticated Sweetness, or Jimmy Witherspoon, or the Raw Passion, Elsie and Rocky Robinson's Blues Violin. Get your insides ripped out and put back together again. Eddie James and Sugar Pie DeSanto throw the roof off the house. The blues didn't just slip into the Bay Area. It was like a cloud burst. The blues came in waves, powerful waves. Waves that surf like a tidal wave, and as painless as a pregnant woman in hard labor. The blues came in oversized, raggedy overalls, sometimes sport evening gowns and three-piece suits. It came furious, luxurious, jubilant, overworked and underpaid, running from the clan, holding on to everything they had, while others just looking for something to hold on to. The blues came west looking for freedom, man, L.A., Sacramento and San Francisco had that big city thing. Folks rocked in Muscle City. Vallejo had a scene. Richmond had a kind of smooth, Chi-Town side of things. If you wanted a gut-wrenching soul taken down, hope was the kind of church and your mama but warned you about the kind of blues that make your hair stand on end and snatch out of chairs and make you shout and jump like a fool and dance. That good old makes you want to holler kind of blues. You have to come to Oakland. I said Oakland. Oakland, 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 the blues neck of the West Coast. As wild and sophisticated as you were. Every place a different personality, and every night was party night where you could romance and grind and whine and cry about what you didn't have, or be bragged and bowed and proud and sure of everything you did have, and talk about everything you wanted to be at Slim Jenkins Club, Essence Hall, to the movies, in on Eli's Mile High. Every night an exorcism where another demon was put to rest, where you were free to be real or be down right now, so you could show your stuff to a wet with sweat, the rum boogie, Christie's grill, the Palladium Club, and all the neighbors hitting around the clock, two joints, and the blues came down like rain. It fell down on everything. It fell down on Oakland. The blues was king. Then they came. I said they came and they got down the cafes. They came to tour up 7th Street. They closed the clubs, promised jobs and schools to uplift and save. They took the hood and left the wasteland for the rest of the spirits. Ghosts running loose with plenty of reason to sing the blues. But when everyone else goes to sleep, you still hear them. J.C. Burris, Scotty Ivey, Z.G. Hill, Mississippi, Johnny Waters. Hear them singing there. Sounds written all over every building. Seats up out the ground you walk on and it's yours. Little Johnny Taylor, Johnny Hawson, Percy Mayfield, listen, they tried too freely, they tried to hear you, that blues so strong, even Willie Bobo was saying never go back to Georgia. Buddy Mays, Little Willie John, Cool Papa Sadler, Brown and Lee, Lady Bars, and law enforcement to always be here. They refuse to disappear, nothing can stop it. Gentrifiers can't block it, the same folks that dance in the blues seats, the mambo sessions and back against the California Hotel. Now it runs to Dorsey's Lock, the blues, little sweet jimmies of the Fifth Amendment. The same people and their children bringing the news. Queen Ida came two-stepping out to Biden, the Zyde Corporation, Sugar Pie DeSanto, and John, you can never go old, and still ride on top of all total polis. Lady Bianca, Jesse James, E.C. Scott, Al Vaughn, Sister Monica, Bobby Webb, and Gwen Avery, Little Frankie Lee, and Billy Dunn, Wyatt Trash, Faye Perry, Willie J, Frankie Kelly, Johnny Talbot, Ronnie Stewart, Nina Caravan, all dozens of tomorrow. It's in the air we breathe, and it just keeps on coming and coming and coming and coming and coming, and nothing and nobody can stop it. Other folks keep their big heads stuck way up in the clouds, but it all comes back down to earth and cries and awes, and it's still coming down to Oaktown. But what you got to say, Sam? Thank you.
you. Chiquitito de la noche, en cualquier lugar. It's about those street kids, like people like myself and Matu and Michelle and Sandy. We get off work real late sometimes. We come home 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's all these little babies, 9, 10, and 11-year-old kids standing out in the street. And they see me and they see a little old lady with all these instruments, and I started getting scared. So I wrote them a love poem. So somewhere in the middle of this, I had to win them one kind of way or another. So in the middle of Leon Azul, I'm going to do this one for the street kids. And I strongly advise anybody out there with any time, give an hour a month to these kids, because if you don't, there's a lot of energy running around. You know, we got to take care of these kids.
Thank you.
Afro Blue, Mongo Santa Maria, a dear friend of mine, wrote this amazing piece of music.
This is it?
Oh, I heard they were overtime. Okay, I guess that was it. Anyway, thank you for your ears.
Thank you. Give it up for
Abacha
and Mondupue.
Yes, give it up for them. Let me hear you.
It was so great to see all the dancing happening in this little corner, all this grooving. Thank you for being part of this show. I want to present Judy, part of the Dyke March Committee, and she would like to have a little chat with you.
Who loves the Dyke March? Okay, you saw us before. There's about 8 of us volunteers that do this whole thing. It costs about $35,000, including we got a lot of help, donations.
Kind of windy out here, isn't it? Aye, aye, aye. What else do I want to say? By the way, we had a good submission from somebody, a teacher in the audience, about their story on being visible. And
hey.
He likes to tease the ladies, but he has a little bit for everybody.
So welcome to the stage, Smooth and Sexy Papa Dino.
Give it up.
All right. Papa Dino.
Wow. Dino, Papa. Yikes. Got a little warm in here.
Anybody else want to come here and do the same thing?
Do I have any volunteers? Well, we need some volunteers for security.
We do. Volunteers for...
Juice, two best friends who are visiting from Belgrade. They are two feminist lesbians, two anti-war, anti-fascist activists that got here last week or middle of the week. And this is very important. We're talking about visibility. Why is it important to be visible? And we're truly honored to have them as our guest. In daily life, both of them work as feminist counselors for women who survive violent attacks. So,
and they're passionately committed into enlarging spaces for lesbian love. So
let's show them some love.
Lapa Maginoris. That's the first one. Lapa Maginoris, her political activism she carries out through the Anti-War International Network. Women in Black Against War and lesbian groups like Labris and NLO in Serbia.
And Tijana Popovida, her deepest desires, strength and joy and inspirations are by surrounding herself in lesbian circles, and her most precious dream and joy was to be here today at the San Francisco Dyke March. Please welcome them to the stage.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dear lesbians, whose love for women is kissed by the sun and embraced by the moon, courageous lovers, here I am with you. And where do I come from? I come from a small homeland that is country called, used to be called Yugoslavia, which fell apart through the war into several small countries. and I come from one of them called Serbia that started and carried on the war. And so therefore there was a war, and what did the lesbian learn during the war time? Of many things, we saw that the moment the universal soldier takes a gun to kill, he makes many enemies, and lesbians are among them. War reduces women to bodies and battlefield and leaves zero space to lesbian desire. And then what did we learn? That we lesbians need to be in the anti-war movement. That we must collaborate and ally ourselves and get together with feminists, peace activists, anti-fascists, and some of us did exactly that. Together with Italian and Spanish Israeli activists, we created a network of women in black against war, and many women joined in, and Bay Area women as well. We learned also that women's solidarity and lesbian solidarity can be a fact of everyday life. Throughout the Yugoslav wars, lesbians and anti-war activists were crossing borders, arriving to odd places to support our voice of resistance, and we would have not survived in those years with our pain if there was not many lesbians who came to protest with us and come with lesbian cartoons and books with chocolates and coffee and sit to listen to our story. So at the end, why did I come all the way from Eastern Europe to say, yes, I agree with you. Yes, we need dyke marches. Yes, we over there need you to be here so that we over there can feel more powerful and less alone. We need dyke marches to point out that lesbians are discriminated against as women, first of all, and that every discrimination crosses through our women's bodies, our dykeness, our disability, our race, our nationality, and makes each of the discrimination feel especially humiliating as we still live in a man's world. And we need dyke marches to remember. For example, in the city of Chennai in India, two women who loved each other from the age of 18, living under hate pressure from their families on the 17th of May this year, embraced each other, poured kerosene on their embraced bodies, and set themselves on fire. We need dyke marches to support each other. In the town of Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan on the 8th of April this year, five policemen interrupted the meeting of the lesbian group Labris and interrogated them for 4 hours. And we know that the only purpose of police in this case is to produce fear in disobedient citizens. And we are the disobedient ones. And we need dyke marches so that this dyke togetherness, this fantastic feeling of energy from today's march can inspire us to breathe out homophobia and cherish the wild Amazon in our soul. And we need dyke marches, and particularly San Francisco Dyke March. And I will remind you that hundreds and hundreds of lesbians in small towns in all continents around the world will be sitting in dark internet cafes on the last computer to the wall in a corner, scared and excited, watching all of us here on internet celebrating their lesbian desire as we celebrate our courageous love today.
Address your sex
Dixie Dykes, so she was right. So hello again. Anyway, I'm so excited as I look at your wonderful faces, feeling this incredible lesbian energy, speaking in front of you on this beautiful day. Your visibility gives us, lesbians from Serbia, strength to our own visibility. All your achievements empower us in our dreams and give us the knowledge that they are possible. The question of visibility is actually a question of our existence. In the country where I live, where we live, Serbia, as well as in the most other places on the earth, visibility can mean that we risk our lives. Visibility can mean that we are exposed to be insulted or beaten up in public spaces. Homophobia is every step we make in our lives. One way to be visible is certainly through gay parades and dyke marches. Here are some facts. In all the countries in Eastern Europe, the right wing is very much present and nationalism and religious fundamentalism are increasing. There are no dyke marches in Eastern Europe, and they are rare in Europe in general. In some countries, LGBT pride parades do not exist because there are no safe conditions for their running. We have a second category of the countries where there are pride parades, but held with a huge police presence, mostly with special police forces. Also, it's important to remind ourselves that we all live in a patriarchal world, and living as a woman and a lesbian in it is a hard job. We women are especially supposed to be afraid of visibility. Visibility promises harm from women. Fear is the main tool patriarchy has made to control us. That's why, for my politics and questioning the world, it's so important to make connections between feminist and lesbian organizing. So, Dykes, together, all of us have something very precious that we share. So here is my plan. Let's finish this day with some new knowledge for ourselves. Look around you. Look at the woman in front of you. Look at the woman behind you. How does it feel to be with them? Now look deep inside you. What is your body telling you? What is the main feeling that you will keep with you from this day? I feel beauty. I feel amazing dyke energy. Warm and healing. I feel excitement. I feel a dance in my heart and my whole body. We all have some knowledge and emotions that we can bring with ourselves from this march. And we can keep them and go back to them during every other day. Tomorrow and the next day and the day after that, we can remind ourselves of these trends inside us. And finally, I would like to share with you that coming here, being on this march, was actually my dream for a long time. In past years, I would often sit with my lesbian friends and watch video files on the internet from dyke marches from the US, especially from the San Francisco dyke march. And I would watch them again and again and again and again. So I would like to finish my speech with one beautiful quote that I heard in a short documentary made by Katie Cade and Jay Cleland in year 2002. One of the women speaking in this documentary, a woman named Kim, a deputy sheriff from the San Francisco Sheriff Department, said the following beautiful words. I hope we continue this forever because we need this. I want us to carry on until I'm a part of the dust in the park. and I'll still be here in the spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, Lepa and Tijana, for being here.
Thank you, thank you.
Wow, how inspiring.
Talk about powerful goddesses to start with.
Yes.
Organizing for change and speaking out for the communities that really don't have the voice. So this is why is the best part about Dyke March, that
Let's
we can allow that.
Let's give the energy of this Dyke March to take over. Can I get a shout out for these ladies all the way from Belgrade?
That's right. Give it up for them.
Thank you. I also want to give a shout out again. We've had some entries on the visibility contest, and I want to remind you, you still have time. It's a great competition, and I hope you guys take advantage of it. And there's also posters. Start making your poster. Don't be caught out there, you know, without anything to show the world. Please have something. You might be the lucky person on the newspaper tomorrow if you have something good to say.
And keep in mind that we're going to start around 7, the lineup? Is that
the lineup starts at 7-ish. We ask you to just, you know, patience. Be careful on that intersection. It gets really overwhelming. So allow people to just kind of smooth in. We won't leave you behind. We have an ending banner that will delineate where the ending is, and we'll make sure everybody gets in there. So.
And there's a cable car also for the disabled area that needs transport, and they cannot make it through the march.
And it's actually, I believe, boarding now as we speak. So please make sure that if you need assistance, you see Susan in the differently area,
at
disabled 5:45. Area. At 5:45. Awesome. What else?
Before the tracks, what else?
I don't know. I can barely get your attention because you can't get off the phone these days. What's going on?
It's all the love for the ladies. Let's celebrate over here today who we are. Women, lesbian, dykes. Women, lesbian, dykes.
Femmes, high femmes, butches, baby dykes, all of the above.
Labels.
By the way, I have an announcement. We're looking for Michelle Gerlitz to come back to the backstage. So please, I think they're call your numbers up. So.
And while we get ready, I'm sure that there's people from all over, you know, the U.S. and internationally as well. I know
That's
that there's
right.
people from Philadelphia representing.
And somebody asked me to give a shout out to Nicaragua.
Nicaragua also.
Nicaragua, Central America, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Panamá,
Puerto Rico,
Sudamérica, Cuba. I see todas las
islas. And all over the U.S., from
and
Boston.
For the Chicanas in the house.
The Chicanas, yeah. Viva la raza.
Viva all the ladies from everywhere. We love you. Awesome.
So, has anybody bought any t-shirts or hats yet?
I heard the hats sold out, so if you want one of those tote bags, you better run.
Get the tote bags. You might get lucky tonight, and she might need that to take her clothes off. You know, put it back home.
You mean to keep your clothes
on? Keep it, yeah.
All right. Well, what else? What else? Make sure you go visit Lion Martin. They're going to be, they're still set up there. You can get a free mammogram. And there's all these organizations. Go show them some love. Walk around. You won't miss a show. We have plenty of sound so you can hear all the music. Oh, well, somebody just said marriage.
Well, you know, I'm not really, like, all into it, but I have to acknowledge the whole fact about the marriage. So, hey, now we have other things to focus on.
Like
gentrification.
Like ending the war.
Like ending the war. Now the whole thing about marriage is kind of settled. Let's focus on other things. For me, I talk about it like that because, to me, marriage is a form of another way of colonialism. Religion institutionalized where patriarchy took over.
But we do have to say,
but we have to also acknowledge
it is a great beginning, and we definitely want to, you know, keep on working for it. Be aware of it. November's coming up. Stay involved. If it's not this issue,
that's right.
There's many, many, many issues. So please make sure you stay
that's
involved. This is the beginning of finding social justice. So
and you
we
do
can
it the way you can.
So yes,
that's right. How are we doing here?
All right. We want to talk about, you know, we've had all these women.